In less than 4 months, Wisconsin's third wolf hunt will commence. On Wednesday, the Natural Resources Board fulfilled its role in the process. It okayed a harvest quota of 156 wolves. That's about 100 fewer than last year's count. DNR biologists say the reduced quota is designed to continue but slow the pace of a planned reduction in the state's wolf population. Discussion at the Natural Resources Board meeting reveals a wide gulf remains between those who support the hunt and those who oppose it. There was no shortage of public comment as the Natural Resources Board convened its meeting in a hotel conference room steps from Marquette University. Some testified long distance via a computer connection in Rhinelander. Rachel Tilseth belongs to a group called Wolves of Douglas County. She urged the agency to relist the wolf as endangered, insisting it has not yet adequately recovered from its endangered days. Sturgeon Bay resident Laura Menefee traveled to the meeting on behalf of the John Muir chapter of the Sierra Club.
I urge the Natural Resources Board to consider our opposition to the proposed 2014-15 wolf harvest quota of 156 wolves. The Sierra Club has serious reservations regarding an aggressive recreational and trophy harvest, which has the potential to reduce Wisconsin wolf population from approximately 850 to 350 individuals.
Menefee was referring to the DNR's goal of whittling the number of wolves to 350. That's the goal the agency set in a wolf management plan laid out in 1999. Bob Welch says the number would ensure a wolf density both the landscape and residents can support. Welch represents the Hunters' Rights Coalition.
Don't change that goal. A lot of people here are talking about changing that goal. The goal was set for a reason, and I want to say we don't hate wolves. We manage wildlife, and we think it should be done based on science.
Gary Zimmer.
Yes.
After several hours of listening, the Natural Resources Board issued a speedy vote.
Motion is approved.
DNR biologists and its Wolf Advisory Committee have busy times ahead. In 8 months, they must return with a permanent wolf management plan in hand. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.